everyone. This is Leslie Bravo with Better Day Podcast. I'm here with Katrina.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back.
And also Anthony.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Anthony.
So today we have a very good topic. It's about care coordination or care management. Here at For the Better Day Foundation, one of the most important things when it comes to helping individuals is not only providing them the guidance, but being with them every step of the way when it comes to supporting them, getting the help that they need with their mental health, but also adding other resources to it. And no one better than Katrina to assist with this specific and a special task. So Katrina, please share with us, what is that you do when it comes to being a service advocate or care coordinator or case management, which is, you know, all of them are the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely love this topic because I like helping people, as you know. So this is definitely right up my alley. I love resources. I love connecting people with other people. You know, case management, I have the honor and privilege of helping clients for Roots to Recovery. And now I have that for Better Day Foundation. So to give a little example, case management or coordinator is basically getting someone in front of you, finding out what their resource or what their their needs are, and then connecting them with the resources that they need.
Problem solving.
Mm-hmm. Big problem solving. And it takes an entire team of people, and sometimes people who don't know each other, to help one person.
Mm-hmm. As we come across a lot of people in need of support, we come across from a lot of people that could be facing homelessness, addiction, even people that perhaps are working and they have a sustainable job, but guess what? They don't have the healthcare that they need, or they don't have insurance, or they don't have the guidance to even get healthcare to be able to get the help that they need. So with that being said, we have the experience to come across a lot of individuals that recently, for instance, we helped a lady that her daughter, I mean, the lady is going through a major struggle, and she was referred to us by a sister charity, Eat Better, Live Better, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah,
Eat Better, Live Better. And the lady, her daughter, has been having a lot of emotional challenges, and to the point that she can't get the help that she needed because she didn't have health insurance. So recently, we were very happy to remove all the roadblocks and able to get her the insurance that she needed to be able to get the care and continued care, because it's not only, you know, one Band-Aid. We need to really make sure that these individuals in need get the continued care.
Yeah, you definitely said an important word there, continued care, because a lot of things with case management is, yes, we do set them up with with resources and making sure that they get the insurance and get food stamps and get IDs and, you know, get housing and make sure they have the mental health providers and the substance abuse providers. But if you don't have that continued care, then you're just going to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to end up right back where you were. And that can be as much as homelessness.
Yes. As an organization that we are benefiting mental health, we know the struggles that people go through used to be on the phone waiting. I mean, I saw you, Katrina, waiting 4 hours with a client, right?
Right. Yeah, we were calling. Well, we've called a few times with clients where we have to wait a few hours, insurance and food stamps.
And they hang up on you saying, I'm sorry, it's 5 p.m. The office closes at 5 p.m. after being 4 hours on hold.
Oh, my goodness. You are 100% right.
I remember that one.
I know what client you're talking about now. Oh, that poor girl. She sat on hold for like 4.5 hours. 5 o'clock hit, and they hung up.
I mean, that. Imagine somebody that has anxiety and depression that is making an extraordinary effort. Mm-hmm. to try to reach out and then finally get on the phone to try to get the help that they needed. And after 4 hours, I'm sorry, we're closing.
I remember that because she called me all upset, crying. You know who I called? You. I called you and I called Horatio.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And with a better day or for a better day foundation, Horatio is the specialty for insurance. That's my go-to guy if we need help.
Yeah. Drew is helping us too.
Yeah. Thank you, Drew.
He's quiet, but he gets things done sometimes. Anyways, this is a huge challenge and it's a big roadblock for people to get better and get back to, you know, on their feet. Not only the healthcare, but also, I mean, getting the driver license is just such a nightmare. And I experienced that myself because I got a ticket and I moved during that time and I didn't know that I had a ticket. And one time I'm driving, minding my own business, enjoying the breeze of the, you know, the ocean, driving on Ocean Drive, and I get pulled over. And here's what happened. The guy says, first of all, you're driving with your license suspended. And I'm like, excuse me? And he says, yes. And little did I know that my license was suspended because I had a ticket that was not paid for on time. And wow. I never got notified that I had a ticket in the first place. So trying to get my license back, I had to pay over $500 for my license. And I cannot even imagine what people have to go through. People that don't have the means, don't have the resources. I had a car. I had, you know, I had the, thanks God, I had the financials to be able to pay $500 to get my car back, my license back. But imagine people that are just trying to get back on their feet. That is a nightmare.
Is there any help?
I know we discussed this with you before, and I really get passionate about this topic because I want to see people doing well, and I want to make sure that we remove all those challenges. And I think we can do a lot better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of resources out there, and there's a lot of resources that we don't, that a lot of people don't know about. You know, just take your ID for an example, because I know that next week we're going to have a special guest on. What's his name? Matthew.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to have a special guest next week for that podcast. And we're going to be talking exactly about that. The struggles that you have from being, you know, either homeless or incarcerated and then trying to get back on your feet. And how do I get an ID if I don't have an ID? How can I get an ID if I don't have any money? You know, things like that. There are resources. I mean,
people are like desperate. Do you know anybody that can help us finding the right resources, right? Even for food, Katrina. I know that you even get on the phone to get food stamps or food for, you know, your girls, the ladies in recovery.
Yeah, there's definitely taking consideration, you know, if you are homeless or if you've recently been incarcerated, if you don't have those funds, you know, you can get a declaration of homelessness and go up to the DMV and get either a free or a discounted ID in the state of Florida.
Wow.
Some people don't know about that.
So everybody that is listening, please make sure that you can always reach out to For the Better Day and ask for Katrina.
You can call me directly. I do not mind. 561-777-0045.
The white lady I heard once, remember one of the guests, she was so appreciative that you even pick up the phone at midnight. And I know you do that. You're always on call. But yes, having these resources, having somebody that you can actually go to when you're in need is super important. Nobody should feel alone. You're not alone. There's help out there and we can facilitate that support and those resources.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you were just talking about food. Food stamps, Florida Access is what it's called. That's the website. And everybody should at least apply. Everybody. I don't care who you are, especially if you do not have employment.
You know, I think the biggest obstacles for people to apply sometimes is pride.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes it's pride.
Pride, ego.
Ego. And you know what? Who cares? Everybody at one point have you know, challenges. Mm-hmm. And we may not have the same challenges, but we do have obstacles in our lives. And we all, you know, struggle with things. Help is out there. You know, just don't feel shame. Ask for help when you need the help, because that will help you get better and pick yourself up. Don't ever move away, remove the pride, and ask for help. Help is out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You were talking about your driver's license being suspended. I hope you figured all that out and got that situated.
Oh my God, trust me. I fixed the thing because I had just paid off my car. Mm-hmm. And then I was requesting my title. My title was on hold. They were holding my title. They didn't want to release my title because my license was suspended. And I had to listen to all this, okay? It was such a major thing that when I got everything fixed and everything, the license was requesting a 6 months of my insurance.
Previous insurance?
My insurance. They said, oh, yeah, but your license was suspended. You need to provide 6 months of insurance. I'm like,
oh, like pay for 6 months of insurance.
Pay for 6 months of insurance. I have no idea.
Wow.
Or sometimes, I don't know. But wow. it was an ordeal. And that's like I'm saying, thanks God, I do have the resources. I have the help. I have the people. I have the support. But I cannot only imagine how people that don't have the support, they don't have the friends that can help them or guide them or tell them you can go here and there, or redirect them where to go, can feel. Yeah. And then it's like sometimes people can just easily give up.
You know, it's a struggle. And in your insurance, the state of Florida, that insurance is going higher and higher and higher.
You know that there's two states in the United States that they don't require car insurance because they don't require.
You know, technically, car insurance is supposed to be voluntary. It's just something that you're told. So people do need
something that you require, obviously, because if you don't have insurance, also your license can also be suspended.
Right. You have to go right back to the DMV and take that up with them.
My goodness. No.
I know. But insurance, speaking of insurance, there's another resource that most people don't know about. If you have Florida Access food stamps and you live in the state of Florida, if you apply, it's not guaranteed, but depending on your zip code and, you know, where you live, I'm not sure where it's at, but you can either get discounted or free car insurance.
Wow.
And that's a big deal because, you know, some of us, our car insurance are, you know, $300-$500 a month.
Mm-hmm. So for 2025, we have a few initiatives in the pipeline that are including resources, right? We're going to have events that are going to be with workshops, and we will invite other nonprofit organizations that can help the community and can provide them the resources that they need to, you know, be better and get better.
Yeah. And Leslie, I'm glad you brought that up because we are starting to coordinate our event for January, and we're going to have a lot of those resources there.
And we're planning probably January, the first week of January, our volunteer appreciation picnic.
Yes, I cannot wait for that. We'll have more information on that soon.
Yes. And, you know, if you'd like to volunteer with For a Better Day Foundation, you can reach out to us. You can send us an email at info@forabetterdayfoundation.org, or you can check our website at www.forabetterdayfoundation.org.
Anthony, you're going to put that on the bottom of the podcast like you always
yes.
say there?
Yes, I am going to put it on the bottom like I do.
Okay, cool.
All right, gotcha.
Awesome. Well, this was interesting, and I cannot wait for next week's conversation with Matthew.
Yeah, I'm very excited because we're going to have somebody that actually went through the struggles and is somebody that is doing amazing. And they're probably, you know, it's the light at the end of the tunnel. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Katrina, for being here, for supporting us. Thank you for everyone that is listening to us. Download our podcast, follow us, check our website. And till next time, everyone.